855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. SACL CAI, a big sponsor of Free Talk Live, have been for years. Go check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. 855-450-3733. That phone brought to you by the principal over at SACL CAI, Jason Osborne. And thanks to him. Let's go to Johnson in Connecticut. Johnson.
Hey, so I just wanted to call in and mention something, and this may be a very brief call if you've already talked about it, but in the last hour you mentioned Keynesians, and I just wanted to bring up a fairly famous guy who tends to attack libertarians all the time, and I think Wayne is aware of Paul Krugman.
Oh, yes, yes.
And did you hear about, this was sort of making the rounds, a lot of blogs and whatnot were posting this. I'm still not sure if this is real, but apparently on his Google Plus profile, and this is typical Keynesian economics, he posted that he thought that the earthquake should have been worse, so that it would have benefited the economy.
It's not real, but this is typical Keynesian economics. There's no doubt about it.
How do you know that it's not real? Because all these other blogs were reporting that it was real, and it's, in fact, since been removed.
And
the comment was actually removed from that profile.
And all those other blogs were doing mea culpas later on today. I mean, I checked into it.
Okay, so you've seen that. Okay.
Best I can tell is it's not true. But that, you know, who would be so silly as to put out, a statement like that, because it would just turn everybody against him.
He's done things like that in the past.
He has, certainly believes in the broken window fallacy, the idea that it's good for the economy when crap gets, when things that are useful get destroyed. The idea that we have to replace useful things is good is ludicrous. I mean, if that was a good idea, then it's a good idea for your family if you go out and throw gasoline on the top of your car and set it on fire. I mean, go ahead, Paul, throw a match on it.
Yeah, because then you'll have to buy a new car and you'll put those people to work to build cars.
Well, I mean, this is what it is, all boils down to. It's not good for the economy. It's a bad idea. Johnson, appreciate you bringing it up, because we did have to, I didn't have the opportunity to discuss this, and it has been making the rounds, as you said.
But, you know, the first thing that entered my mind when I heard about the earthquake down in the Washington, D.C. area is, what's happening underground with all those bunkers and underground shelters and bases they've got? Boy, there must have been some havoc underground.
Politicians do love their underground bunkers.
Yes, they do.
Thanks for letting me know also that it was fake, because I didn't know that. So
That's the best I can say. I mean, I don't know. I don't know 100% either. No one knows anything 100%. Johnson, thanks for the call. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Let's go to, you got anything else to say on the Paul Krugman thing?
No, Paul Krugman, I don't want to waste my breath.
He is not a favorite in the libertarian community. I certainly not a fan.
Well, he's just another Keynesian knucklehead, as far as I'm concerned.
He's probably the biggest Keynesian knucklehead as far as having the microphone.
He's the grand poobah of Keynesian knuckleheads right now.
Yeah. By the way, it's Mark with you.
And Wayne.
Let's go to Joe in Virginia. Joe.
Hey, Mark, hey, Wayne. Hey, Wayne, I love your shirt.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're watching at cam.freetalklive.com.
I am. And I'd like to take issue with some of the things that the gentleman calling about the capital gains tax was saying. I don't think he heard you when you said that you don't get charged capital gains tax until you sell that asset. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of important. And then he kind of made some kind of reference to it, the capital gains tax being lower for rich people. That's ludicrous. It's the same for everyone across the board and middle-class people.
So it doesn't matter whether your capital gains are $10 or $10 million, right?
Right. I mean, it's still, okay. I think it's 28%.
Yes.
But even middle-class people pay capital gains tax. I mean, let's say the people that buy gold and silver from Midas cash it down the road a bit, they're going to pay capital gains tax on it. If a person who owns a home sells it for more than they bought it, they're going to pay capital gains on that, too.
And is it now capital gains is 28%? I'll admit, Joe, I am not an expert when it comes to the tax code. My wife does the taxes for the house, and the government demands that we turn in this piece of paper. She spends like 40 hours a year on it, and it's an incredible amount of work. But now the 28%, isn't the top tax bracket 35%?
I'm not sure. I just saw 28%
on
a webpage dealing with selling gold coins.
So frankly, 28%, I thought it was 20% was capital gains.
It might have changed. I don't know how up to date this one page was.
Okay.
And another thing, and what really, really tweaks me is when, you know, liberals will call up and say, well, the rich don't pay their fair share. Well, here's a couple of things to think about. A, who defines what a fair share is?
Right. Nobody knows what fair is. Right. Fair is an individual statement.
And despite the fact that the so-called rich they're able to get out of a lot of taxes, the top 20% in income in this country pay over 80% of the income taxes.
Well, that's what I was going to say. 49% of people who file pay no income tax. How about they start, paying their fair share,
right,
too?
And it's like half of the people actually file, too. I did the math on it, and it's 28-point-something% of people actually pay income tax in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's people who pay $1.
I'd love to see a flat tax. You know,
The flat tax scares me in that, there are advantages to it. The first thing I want to see before a flat tax gets implemented is I want every single other tax removed. Nothing else. And the only people that should have to pay taxes, in my opinion, are corporations. And here's why. Because the government doesn't own me. It didn't create me. But it does create corporations. So if it creates an entity, then that entity, it has the right to own its labor and its money. And, you know, everybody, obviously the consumers are the ones that pay taxes. But if corporations were the only entities that had to pay taxes, you'd find more people that would then be driven towards the sole proprietorship kind of situation. Mm-hmm. And you'd see the litigious society sort of disappear to some extent.
And you'd see more small business. You'd see more decentralization. And there's a woman named Catherine Austin Fitz. I don't know if you've heard of her, but she refers to our present system as the central bank warfare model. And there's a lot of truth to that because according to the Grace Commission back in the 80s, every cent of income tax that you pay goes to interest on the national debt. It doesn't even go to run the government. So the system that we have now really needs to be reformed radically in order to get people back to work and get the right incentives in place to rebuild the economy. We just don't have that right now.
Joe?
Yeah, well, all right, that's all I had for you tonight. But good show, and I enjoy it. I
appreciate it, Joe.
Glad you like my shirt.
You know, this is the thing that he was talking about, fair, and it's really true. There's no such thing as fair. I'm talking about a way that I think taxes could be more fair. He's talking about the way that he thinks taxes could be more fair. Everybody's idea of how taxes could be more fair. And when he said flat tax, by the way, I was immediately thought fair tax. So I wish I had been listening a little better.
But the whole idea of taxing the fruits of someone's labor, to me, is anti-American. It's anti what this country stands for. If you're going to have any taxes at all, there should be small excise taxes on consumption in certain areas. But the problem with the whole fair tax thing is that if you institute that, they're not going to get rid of the income tax. They're not going to do it.
Well, the fair tax would be, he wasn't advocating that. He was advocating the flat tax,
yes,
which is a different thing. And the flat tax makes a heck of a lot more sense to me than the fair tax does in a lot of ways.
The flat tax.
The flat tax makes more sense to me than the fair tax.
Well, you know,
does,
it's funny. I remember I was helping my dad clean out the house years ago when they were moving and ran across some of his tax returns from the 50s. And you know, the entire form was a half a piece of paper. If you took a piece of 8x10 paper and you cut it in half, you turn it sideways like this, it was just a small little form. You know,
you felt it out. That was exactly
it was that big.
Steve Forbes was pitching back in, I think it was 2000, when he ran on the flat tax. And he was saying, you know, let's make it one sheet of paper. And at the very least, that makes some sense to me. The fair tax, this consumption-based tax that's hidden in the price of things, I don't like that. To me, that doesn't seem fair. The fairer tax to me is tax corporations. Those are entities the government created. I'm not anti-business.
Yeah.
I'm anti-people being not accountable for the bad things they do, and I'm anti-litigious. I think that the litigious society is created by all these corporate veils. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous SuperTuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your SuperTuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value, well, you know, it's been doing better than the dollar, I'll tell you. Since they cleaned up the mess with MyBitcoin.com, they've bounced back a little bit. I've been keeping an eye, and I'm still a fan of Bitcoins. just because there is a just because somebody got a bank got robbed doesn't mean that cash is no longer any good. Go check out Bitcoins at weusecoins.org. Just find out more about this. Even if you don't get any, you want to know what they are. Weusecoins.org. They could very well be the currency that changes the world. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling from Tennessee. Gene?
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey, Gene.
I wanted to tell you what I think is the worst thing that could happen if we elect Ron Paul to the presidency.
What is now? I know you're a Ron Paul fan. I'm very interested in this.
I am a Ron Paul fan.
You do love your ironic twists too. So lay it on me, Gene.
Well, the worst thing that could happen if he got elected is he could sell out to the establishment and become just like every other politician that ever got elected to the White House.
Well, that's the worst thing, but it really seems like a highly unlikely scenario, doesn't it?
I don't think that's likely to happen, but I mean, so people that want to put their energy towards somebody's presidency, it really should be Ron Paul's, because that's the worst that could happen, is he would be just like a George Bush or just like a John McCain or just like a Obama.
Seems like a highly unlikely scenario. And, you know, I was thinking about this during the break. I'd said I don't know what they have on Obama that's making him not be the guy that he campaigned as. You know, maybe he's just a liar. And it certainly wouldn't be the first politician that promised a whole bunch of things that he didn't deliver on and, in fact, did the opposite of.
Well, but, I think he just wanted a four-year vacation myself with all expenses paid.
Well, she's a senator. I mean, what kind of vacation do you need from that?
Well, apparently he's got a good one. It's his own private 747 flying all over the world at his beck and call. That's a pretty nice vacation.
Yeah. I'll tell you, being president, you're going to really miss that, you know, because it's got to be pretty tough going from 8 years of being, and not that Obama's necessarily going to get 8 years, but most of the presidents do, going from 8 years, you know, being just treated like a king. You are a king. You're the king of the world, essentially, to go into, I don't know, sitting on your ranch in Crawford, Texas, I guess.
It's very stressful, though. Look at how presidents age in office. Even Obama, you can see how much he's aged in the short time he's been in office. It must be a very, very difficult job, regardless of whether you sell out or not.
It's 8 years, man. I've aged being on the show over, 9 years or 10 years or whatever it is, 9 years on Free Talk Live. You know, put me next to the, I guess, how old would I have been? The 30-year-old Mark that started the show, and it's a different ball game. I don't know if it's stressful.
Not like
you're
a president.
Just falling apart, Mark.
Well, at 40, I'm certainly not falling apart yet, but not the guy I was at 30, I can assure you of that.
Who is?
Hey, I just started doing karate, and we do yoga, and I'm almost 60, so.
Well, I wish I had your kind of spare time, Gene.
You got plenty of good years left in you.
Wish I had that kind of free time. You know, I've got a partner who's in jail. Ian's on day 15 of his vacation in the keen wonderland that is the county jail, and I've got to run the whole boat here.
He's doing a good job, too.
You are doing an excellent job. Now, I wanted to, since we talked a little bit before I got on the air about what I was going to say. Of course, I already said what I wanted to say about Ron Paul and kind of got off on the sidetrack of how I've become an agent for the man.
And how have you become an agent for the man? You, Gene, the Christian anarchist?
Gene, the Christian anarchist, is now a federal agent. And the way that's come about is because, since we're employers now and we have several employees in our business, we have to have our employees fill out something called an I-9. Well, besides the W-4, where we have to, you know, steal their money and give it to the thugs in Washington, D.C., we also have to fill out something called an I-9 form, which says that they're citizens of the United States, and so they have to fill out a part. Then they have to provide me with identification proving that they're U.S. citizens. Well, you know, I'm supposed to fill out this form saying that they look like, you know, they look like official documents to me. Well, I've never been trained in detecting counterfeit documents.
That doesn't matter. They'll throw you in jail for it anyway.
Right. Well, so what I've quit filling the form out. I still ask for the ID, and I have the employee fill out the top part. But instead of, you know, writing the numbers down of the identification and certifying that they look like they're official, I'm just making color Xerox copies of them, and I'm stapling that to the back of the form. And if they ever ask me about it, I'm going to say, look, I don't know if these are counterfeit or not. You tell me. You're the experts.
Seems reasonable to me.
But
you know, it's tough to be in business. The government turns you, if you're in business, the government turns you into its slave. And by that, yeah, I mean they force you to do work for which they do not compensate you. Your compensation is the ability to do business. That way they won't bust in your door and point guns at you and make you shut down.
We let you live.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to do business? You want to do business in our neighborhood? Yeah, you're going to have to do business the way we say to do business, huh?
And that's the way it is, not to mention the fact that my wife is a doctor, we have a medical practice, so we have all the federal regulations on top of that regarding drug prescriptions and everything. They can, you know, we had the state inspector come through. We've been in practice 7 years. The first time they came through and looked at our drug cabinet and, you know, found things they didn't like, and so we're waiting for a letter from them to tell us, you know, how to straighten up our act. And all these worthless eaters that we pay good money to come and harass us, we are totally out of our minds.
Well, tell me, how has this health care bill affected you so far?
So far, it hasn't helped. It hasn't made a lot of difference. But the end effect is going to be smaller reimbursements for practitioners and those in the medical field and more work. So they're going to increase the amount of work you have to do to collect a smaller amount of money for reimbursement. So the end result is that doctors are going to make less money.
Yep.
Some doctors are going to retire.
Yeah, they are.
And then you're not going to have people to see you when you're sick.
That's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, if you're asking yourself, you know, what, do I want to continue working and making less money, or do I just want to retire?
Yeah, and even before this, doctors' income had been down in the last 20 years substantially because of all the other eaters that are in the system that are taking a lot of the money and the healthcare transaction.
And the care is not getting better. The care is actually getting worse because you wind up, you know, the ones that do stay in business have to see more patients per hour and so on and so forth. So it doesn't make care better. It makes care worse.
Gene, thanks for the call. 855.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. The SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line. If you're tired, if you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live, and you're tired of the oppressive state or municipal government getting into your business and personal life, and if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving individuals from all over the country and all over the world were moving to the same state and getting active and have had measurable successes up to this point, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Go there, sign up for the Free State Project, move to New Hampshire, and enjoy the struggle to find a better, more free place, to make a more free place. Because not only is New Hampshire the freest state in the Union, there's a possibility that we're going to be able to make it even freer than it is today. Free Staters have been elected to office. 14 of them are in the State House, and many municipal and other positions all over the state are occupied by Free Staters, and this is having a real effect. And I think the first and most important effect is, because a lot of people want quantifiable effects now. Well, what regulations have you gotten rid of? Come on. To be able to undo a law, you need a majority. And legislators haven't been doing that anywhere, and you're not getting that where you are. But we have the libertarian veto. Currently, right now, there are 100 people that are endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance as sort of libertarian-ish, sort of 80% libertarians, a B plus grade or something like that and above. More than 100, that I think it's 125, that have a B plus grade and above. And that is absolutely the margin by which something would pass or fail. You can't pass or fail something without 100 people on your 125 people on your side. So the libertarian veto is alive and well in the state of New Hampshire, and you can see what's going to happen here by going to freestateproject.org and signing up.
And back about 5 years ago, an early mover, Don Lincoln, got the homeschooling regulations greatly reduced from where they were.
Yeah, they're more palatable than they were, that's for sure. I've got this story out of pixic.com, P-I-X-I-Q.com. It's like one of those mirror word palindrome or something. I don't know. Not exactly a palindrome. Anyway, apparently at an Ohio congressman has cops confiscate cameras at a town hall meeting. So this this fella here, this Chabot, Representative Chabot, has had the police confiscate the phone, the telephones, and the cameras of everybody who's in a town hall meeting in his district. Who do these people think they are? Hoping to prevent an embarrassing YouTube video from making the rounds, Republican Congressman Steve Chabot of Ohio ordered police to confiscate cameras from people attending a town hall meeting Monday night. The result was two embarrassing YouTube videos that are sure to make the rounds. The first video shows a police officer confiscating a video camera from a woman in the audience as television news videographers record the interaction, which means that, of course, the television news people can have their cameras, but not the citizen. The second video shows a police officer confiscating a man's iPhone as it recorded, capturing the dialogue between the two. Cop tells the man he's not allowed to record the vent to protect the constituents.
Yeah, right.
Oh, we don't want anybody here videotaped. Of course, the cameras are from the news places. Are meanwhile, news crews are videotaping openly outside the meeting. Chabot had signs placed along stating that cameras were banned for security purposes. The citizens were part of a group who had gathered outside the meeting to protest against Chabot, but the videos show that they were not disrupting the meeting, even when the cops confiscated their cameras. So, even though news reporters were allowed in the meeting to record the meeting, only two Democratic-leaning sites had the story up as of this writing, written by the same reporter. And it's amazing that the hubris of these people. They think they could just take your cameras. They don't need to be recorded. Let's go to Jeff in Indianapolis. Jeff?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. As an American citizen, I want our government to manage the situation. I don't really want them tainted. They want to manage.
I'm sorry. I want them to manage things.
Okay. The one thing I like about dictators is that they're very corrupt individuals who are easily bribed.
Okay.
Which means you can manage them with money.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing I, myself, and you, and the CIA, and Obama have in common is we don't know what the hell is going to happen next.
Okay. You mean as far as the economy goes, or just in general?
No, I'm talking about Libya and Egypt. We have Israel surrounded by Arab countries whose governments are disintegrating.
Yeah, that seems pretty accurate.
Okay, and what I want my government... Look, are you familiar with World War II and Yugoslavia? When the German SS, who by any objective standard was the most brutal people on Earth, went into Yugoslavia, they called Hitler and the boys up to Berlin and said, look, after watching what the Serbs and Croats did to each other, and told Hitler and the boys, look, you guys can invade anybody you want. You don't want nothing to do with these crazy people. And they never did invade Yugoslavia. All the surrounding countries, they did. Now, what's the moral of this story? Well, you have somebody named Marshal Tito who ran Yugoslavia as a dictator with an iron fist for 40 years. When he was dead, before his body was even cold, the United Nations split that country up. Why?
Okay.
Because they knew it was going to be all-out war immediately. We got rid of this one guy. Maybe you might know him. His name's Saddam Hussein. The Sunnis and Shias started killing each other almost immediately.
Pretty close. Yeah. I mean, he used to have an iron fist and kept them together.
That's right. And that's what you need to have over there.
Before we go anywhere, Yugoslavia was this sort of patchwork country. You can see by the breakup that, it was just a bunch of different peoples put together. And frankly, so is Iraq. I mean, you can see with all the straight lines that it's not an organic place. Why do we want to have the Kurds, the Sunnis, and the Shiites living in the same place? Why can't they have their own sort of autonomous regions and rule themselves?
Okay. The worst disaster ever to befall mankind was World War One.
Certainly up to that point.
Yes, at the end of World War One, the Ottoman Empire, they split up without any knowledge of what religious beliefs, tribes, and there's been nothing but constant warfare over there ever since World War One.
Indeed. The World War One, I would agree with you entirely that World War One created World War Two and many of the conflicts that have come afterwards.
Go back to General Smedley Butler's book called War is a Racket, and he actually lays out exactly what really happened there. And you're right. It was really World War Two. In hindsight, is just a continuation of World War One.
It's just World War One Part Two.
It was never. It was the worst disaster ever to befall mankind.
And look at all the borders that changed.
When I was in San Francisco, I was by this graveyard and I seen all these gravestones with these little sheep on top of. And I said, "What was that from?" I said, "World War One." My guy told me, the historian. That's what he means. Well, to feed all those troops, they put animals with them, pigs. At the end of World War One, influenza epidemic killed 50 million people worldwide within 7 months.
And what's that have to do with
children?
Sheep?
They were all children's graves.
How awful! But how is that connected to World War One? I'm a little confused.
What they did is they housed all the farm animals with the troops to feed them.
Uh huh. And so that caused the influenza.
Influenza is spread by the pig.
I see.
And after the war was over, within 7 months, 50 million people were dead because the troops went home. They carried it. They carried the virus with them. It was a worldwide pandemic.
I'm going to look into this because I don't know anything about what you're talking about, but it doesn't sound impossible either.
These viruses don't hop from animal to human, but you know they can mutate sometimes.
That's right. And the thing is, you take for example, what's happened in the Middle East, for example. Our government needs to take positions where they manage things. You could have managed the whole situation in Egypt and Libya with money, with just simple money.
What, pay off the dictators some more?
That's
I think
right.
it's the government's management of it's the government's management that created the situations in the first place, and the last thing I want them to do is to manage it anymore. Because when these people manage the situation, they create disasters. Jeff, I do appreciate you giving us a call at 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line at Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Wayne.
And you might be able to sneak a call in here and be able to get under the wire at 855-450-3733. But, last segment. Wayne, you got a story about some really strange stuff coming out of NASA. Before we get to that, are the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer? No, says Steve Horowitz. Go to learnliberty.org/FTL. See a video by Steve Horowitz that shows that the rich are getting richer, and so are the poor. Find out what income mobility is, and you can see it all at learnliberty.org/FTL. When you're there, check out the Learn Liberty Academy link on the right. It's a course for people that want free online continuing education in economics, liberty, rights, and philosophy. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. I've been going through the Liberty Academy at learnliberty.org also/FTL. So go check it out. Learnliberty.org/FTL.
Well, Mark, what do you think of this? If you heard this headline, aliens may destroy humanity to protect other civilizations, say scientists.
I'd say that we're talking about the Weekly World News, and you'd see it right next to Bat Boy.
Yes. Well, apparently there's some scientists who are affiliated with NASA. And originally, by the way, this actually mentioned NASA in the headline, but then they had to take it out, apparently, because these scientists seem to be saying these things independently of the agency they work for. But when we see what a mess we've made of our planet, they say, extraterrestrials may be forced to take drastic action. It may not rank as the most compelling reason to curb greenhouse gases, but reducing our emissions might just save humanity from a preemptive alien attack, scientists claim.
So hold on a second. The aliens are going to measure the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and decide that we are not worthy of life because...
Apparently they claim that the difference in the gases around Earth can be detected from space, from far away.
Well, I would not claim to know what some other race, some other super space being might be able to detect where and how. I have no idea.
Because they say watching from afar, extraterrestrial beings might view changes in Earth's atmosphere as symptomatic of a civilization growing out of control and take drastic action to keep us from becoming a more serious threat, the researchers explain. This highly speculative scenario
is one of several
described by a NASA-affiliated scientist and colleagues at Pennsylvania State University. That, while considered unlikely, they say could play out where humans and alien life make contact at some point in the future.
You'd think at the very least the aliens would give you a little warning. You know, hey, you guys,
Cut the crap.
Drop the methane in your, speaking of drop, the cutting the crap, drop that methane content in your air and we'll let you live. You know, I mean, this doesn't make any sense to me. You know, I saw some research that apparently plants do better in carbon dioxide rich environments, and to the point that they actually use more carbon dioxide, and this is one of the sort of holes in the global warming thing. Now, I understand the carbon dioxide in models, if you it is a greenhouse gas. There's no doubt about it. It will warm the atmosphere in models, but I don't think it's all the information that you can come up with. I mean, for one, methane is a much bigger greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide is. And I've seen, you know, research that says that you can do more for the environment by driving a Hummer and being a vegetarian, because cows produce methane. Your demand for them, causes more cows to be created and used and that kind of thing. So you can do more for the environment by driving a Hummer and being a vegetarian than you can by driving a Yugo and eating meat.
Mm. Well, you know, if you think about it, Mark, the way that humans relate to one another using force and violence is exactly the way a lot of humans relate to their environment. They don't care. They treat everything with disregard and disrespect.
Well, one of the reasons that is because people don't own their environment. You know, when it comes down to, you know, different practices as far as industrialization stuff goes, these companies, they're immune from lawsuits because only the biggest groups can go after them. And, you know, the civil courts have made it essentially impossible for the little guy to go after the big guy in these circumstances. And they're not responsible. They don't even own their land. In many cases, they're using federal land, and they're just going to act like a renter. Mm-hmm. If you've ever seen an apartment after a renter's moved out, not every renter, but many of them, you know, they're not motivated to take care of property the same way an owner is.
Well, even if a big agribusiness company owns big swaths of farmland, they still don't have the same incentive to take care of them, because if they mess up the land, they just go to another country and do the same thing there. But even if this whole...
But those big agribusinesses aren't held accountable in the courts what they do. So if they use, you know, say they create Roundup-resistant crops and then they spray everything with Roundup in order to kill off the weeds, except for the crop, and then that Roundup, the extra rolls off into a river someplace, makes its way down to the Mississippi Delta.
Or they create a whole new class of super weeds that are immune to Roundup.
Certainly, you know, this has been claimed. I don't know anything about it, but it seems likely that's what... evolution does, and then all this stuff rolls down in the Mississippi River and creates a dead zone the size of New Jersey. No one's holding these big agribusinesses responsible for that. Yeah. Parker's, Daniels, Midland, or whatever, and Monsanto, they're not responsible for that. They're not being held responsible for that. That's the reason that that I choose to eat organic at my house as often as we can. We're by no means religious about it, but we grow a lot of our own food, and we do it in an organic method. And the reason that we do it, is because I believe that that is immoral. I believe it's wrong to treat other people's property that way. And by buying those people's produce, I'm supporting them in their activities.
Well, that's a good point, Mark, because a lot of small farms are much better than a few big ones. Because if something goes awry on one big farm, a big chunk of the food supply is gone for a while.
Yeah.
And of course, when you have these huge farms, you have to ship the vegetables, the fruits, longer distances.
Sure.
You can't pick them as ripe,
yeah,
so that they're not as nutritious, and they can become contaminated in transit, and but they're less fresh. That's the bottom line. The local farmer, when you go to the local farmer's market and you pick up that tomato that's really was just picked ripe off the vine that
tomatoes
morning.
Tomatoes are the single best example. I mean, there's really nothing that tastes like a fresh tomato.
But even
if you've never had tomatoes that are fresh, you get them at the grocery store, even the ones with the vines on them, people, they're cardboard.
Because they pick them green and ship them 3,000 miles.
You just can't do it. If nothing else, grow yourself some tomatoes just to try them. It's an amazing experience. So tell me about the space aliens some more here.
Yes, but getting back to the story, there's a few possible outcomes they talk about, and you know, we don't have much time to finish talking about them, but the whole scenario is somewhat absurd, and some of it sounds like sort of an agenda or some scaremongering, basically, to
push the global warming
buttons to an absurd level. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me, why they would say this. Do I believe that there's life on other planets? I think it's statistically it'd be impossible for there not to be life on other planets. Is it possible that some of that life has evolved to the point that it's taken flight into space? Well, certainly the chances diminish from is there life on other planets. Do they somehow travel faster than light? Well, I don't know. Is it possible? I don't know. Recently, they claim to have proven, and I believe that it's not possible, to travel in time. I think if people could travel in time in the future, you'd have found one of them by now.
Maybe.
They would have messed something up because there'd just be so many people and they'd have so much of this technology. It's like everybody with a smartphone. If your smartphone had a time travel app, every jackball would be heading back in time in order to, catch that, turn the right direction at the stoplight so they don't catch the other stoplight. I mean, it'd be crazy. To me, that doesn't make any sense.
I'm going back to the 1925 World Series.
What happened there? Is that the Black Sox?
No, I'm just saying it random. I think the Yankees won that year, but I'd like to see Babe Ruth hit. That would be fun.
It'd be interesting to see him. I've heard people claim that Babe Ruth is nothing compared to athletes that have had compete against black athletes.
Yes.
And I think that's an interesting claim. I don't know. Certainly there are a lot of black athletes. Does that mean that I think that black people are better at sports? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe
there,
they are.
There was, in the Negro Leagues at the time, there was a fellow, I forget his name, my son knows.
This, yeah.
And he was. They say he was the Negro League Babe Ruth, and he was even better than Babe Ruth.
Yeah, and the claim there would be, well, he didn't play against white people that, had better training and all this other stuff at the time, so who knows?
And there were also some very, very good managers back in those leagues. Mm-hmm. But I digress.
Yeah. Space aliens.
But the alien thing is interesting to me because I think it takes a lot of these scaremongering things and conveniently packages them into a space aliens story.
Yeah, I don't think too many people are motivated by this, and it seems kind of laughable. That's the way it looks to me.
If you had any doubts about NASA jumping the shark...
Well, aren't they getting their funding cut? It's been Free Talk Live. Mark with you.
Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne.
Good night.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.